I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to your Thursday show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Got one more sleep till Friday, so that's cool. We'll do our little chant here in case you're new. We just chant the words, one more sleep. On Thursday, I know it sounds silly, but I promise it does help. It really does. It mentally gets you in the headspace. It kind of feels like an extra Friday, honestly. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Friday feels exciting, and this like feels like this dose of that same excitement on Thursday. So if you just chant the words one more sleep with us three times into your, I promise you, it'll just give you a little something today. So just do it with us, and we'll do it in three, two, one.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep. Woo!
So welcome to Thursday, everybody. I know we've talked about this before, but I'd like to readdress the topic of optional red lights in the morning. I find myself getting more and more liberal with the topic. My whole point of this is I feel like, especially when we can only talk about this time in the morning, and I know this is illegal, so police, I'm sorry. But I feel like red lights are really only there for when there's multiple cars out in the daytime, right? So like,
are you assuming that the lights that go off for tickets are just not working in the early hours?
No, I'm not talking about like for tickets. I'm talking about like, for example, if you pull up to a red light early in the morning, I feel like we can discuss this because you might be in a red light right now. There's nobody around you. Like if you're in like your local neighborhood, there's no one there. Do you still have to abide by that red light? Like, for example, Charlotte, when we get off of the beltway, we get off on that ramp. And
I don't go that way
always
anymore.
That, but, oh, you don't go that way? Okay.
But so, I know the way you mean.
So there's that. Oh, yeah. So there's that light there. That light takes forever.
Light is insane.
It's insanely long. Okay. And is it a little dangerous to go over? Because you got to get that hill comes over and it's a little dangerous. Yes. That light to me is now completely an optional
light.
That's
crazy. That's a crazy light to run because people come flying the other way.
I know. I'm taking a chance on that one.
Please don't do that.
I've turned that into a completely optional light in my life now.
No, this happened to me yesterday. So there was literally a car in front of me. Now, obviously, this is like early hours. I'm on my way to work. There was a red light. We're going the same direction. They run the red light.
Yeah.
I do not.
Yeah.
And I was flabbergasted because I'm like, bro, are you for, and also the light, I can't think of the street names right now, but the light that they ran, what is this way? What's this way? Whatever this, what we would call this.
Horizontally.
All I'm going to say is the other street or whatever. Yeah. It was super sketch because from that direction, it was like the freeway. So people that are coming off of the freeway can go down that street. So it's like that light was red. So what if some car was coming off the freeway and they just like fly through there?
I felt
I was like, oh my gosh, I felt like I was watching something that I shouldn't have seen. So I was like, I'm behind you. I was like, why would you do that when I'm behind you and I can see you? I felt embarrassed. So I was like, I don't want to see this. Like, don't run the red light. And I stayed. I sat there for a while.
Does it around me and I don't do it, I feel like they are like the world's worst criminal. I'm like, how dare you do that?
I looked away. I was like, I don't want to be a part of it.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like another kid's getting in trouble in class and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing this.
So I vote no.
Where are the teacher? But like, so for example, let's just say that like there's nobody around you. you're still not going to run a red light and there's nobody else around you. You're still early in the morning. You're still not going to do it.
But you could be wrong, dude. You could not see one coming. Like, I'm sorry. I got hit by a car who ran a red way too recently.
That's true.
Like, I'm literally still so scared when I'm driving. So shame.
I don't know, man. Now.
Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The dates are officially set for the 145th Maryland State Fair. The annual fair will return to the Maryland State Fairgrounds in Timonium for 3 weekends this summer, starting August 27th through September 13th being the last day. Gates will open from 5 to 9 p.m. on Thursdays, and then you can go from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Fridays, Saturday, Sunday, and of course Labor Day on Monday. For more info, including this year's event, you can visit MarylandStateFair.com.
Number two.
Hocus Pocus 3 is officially a go. The Sanderson sisters are officially back, and while 2022's Hocus Pocus 2 went directly to streaming, so far reports are saying that Hocus Pocus 3 is going to have a theatrical release. Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker will all once again play the witch sisters, but that's about all we know right now for the plot details. Nothing else has really been discussed publicly. The original Hocus Pocus came out in 1993.
No, thank you. Hocus Pocus 2 is so bad. We don't want a Hocus Pocus 3. This is the last thing we asked for, right?
I mean, why not? If all the ladies are down, I'm down. Like, if all the girls are in, I'm just down for them to kick it. You know what I
mean?
But it was
such
if you're having fun.
Do you guys not remember what a cash grab this was? You guys need to go back and watch.
But it was cute.
It was bad. Do you not remember how bad it was, though?
Listen, I'm coming from the generation of Halloween Town, of the Lizzie McGuire movie. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just because something's cheesy doesn't mean that it's not cute and fun. Ugh. So if all three ladies are in and they're down, I'm going.
Number one.
The Bear fans. The rumors are true. The kitchen is closing. FX announced the fifth season of The Bear will be its last. All 8 episodes of the season will premiere on Hulu on June 25th at 6 p.m. The news comes the day after the surprise drop of Gary, a special bonus flashback episode that follows characters Richie and Mikey on a work trip to Gary, Indiana. The Bear went from becoming a word-of-mouth sensation in 2022 with its debut to winning Emmys almost every year since.
Yeah, I feel like that was such a hot show, and then I haven't heard a word about it.
We've been waiting for the fifth season.
Right, I feel like, but it was kind of one of those things that, like, I don't feel like it was like a Stranger Things, though, that, like, kind of kept its momentum going. I feel like it was such a hot show. And then have you heard anybody really, like...
Well, yeah, no, bro, because the fourth season was done, so we've all been waiting for two things.
No, but I'm saying I don't feel like it kept its fandom, like, hot.
Did you watch the show?
Almost like, no.
But okay. I just feel like it's a less loud fandom.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like they're there.
Yo, it's
like,
strong,
okay,
bro.
No, you guys aren't listening.
No, I hear you. I just don't agree.
But it's been cool, though, because I think the rumors that what we were waiting for was this going to be the final season? And that has been true. And I will say what I think is dope, because what Stranger Things did with their last season, they released it almost like weekly, or not even weekly. It was like there was so much time in between. But they are following with the tradition of you being able to binge the season. So for the Bear fans, we're going to get all 8 episodes on June 25th. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Did you know that Rachel was almost not in the last season of Friends?
Oh.
Yeah, they basically had to beg Jennifer Aniston to come back for the last season.
Because she was doing movies.
Yeah, like this whole saga was pretty dramatic. Let's break it down, because Friends actually ended 22 years ago this week. And how the last season almost didn't happen. We'll break it down in Throwback Thursday today. This is fun, man. It's nostalgia. It's all nostalgic. We just go back and play number one songs from previous years, and we'll go back to the last season of Friends and, like, how this would have even gone down if Jennifer Aniston said no. We'll break it down right now. We'll start with music, though. 2017 today, the 7th of May, the number one song was Humble, Kendrick Lamar, which... funny to think of, like, Kendrick back in 2017 to who he is today, you know?
Still killing it. Like, just all of these major cultural moments. I remember the first time seeing that music video, I was, like, sitting outside of City College in San Diego downtown. Like, all my friends just, like, stopped what we were doing just to hear this drop. And he has continuously done that throughout his career. It's incredible.
If you asked me in 2017, though, would he have done a halftime show, I never would have thought it would have gotten that big, though, man. Like, incredible. 2008 today, Lil Wayne and Lollipop was.
And this is a diss track to The Dream. Do you know this?
No, I did not know that.
So
was it really?
Yeah. So basically,
how?
I think it's because The Dream made a song about a girl, and I don't know if she was with Lil Wayne first or if she was with The Dream first. But Lollipop, I think, was in response to The Dream of what he dropped. And both of the songs are fire. So if it wasn't for the beef, we would never have Lollipop.
That's funny. It's funny to beef with The Dream. It doesn't seem like The Dream is someone you would like beef with. Songs are so lovely, you know? Like,
but if you listen to the lyrics, they're lovely, but but he's saying something.
All right. 1998. This is one of those songs that I listen to and I'm like, I absolutely should not have listened to this song and know all the lyrics to. Too Close. Next.
Love this song.
I know.
So crazy. I can't believe I was listening
That's
to this
what I'm
when
saying.
I was a kid.
There's like so many songs where I'm like, why? I understand now why my parents didn't want me to listen to music like this, but I couldn't comprehend, you know, back in the day. I'm like, what, Mom?
I was listening to this with my parents in the car. My dad was playing this song.
Why can't I grind up on a girl? I don't understand. What's the problem? God. All right. Let's go back to Friends. Friends finale was this week. Back in 22 years ago, which, God, 2004, 10 seasons, 236 episodes. 51 million people watched that finale, by the way. 51 million, which, like,
I was
no
a part
one,
of that.
Nobody watches finales like that anymore. I mean,
I miss that feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
We were just talking about monoculture a couple seconds ago. Charlotte and I were like, we just don't have that same society anymore. It's kind of sad. The cast, by the way, making $1 million an episode, which
wow.
I know doesn't sound like a lot anymore, but they were basically, I mean, that's, you know, they were highly paid for this. Almost though, Jennifer Aniston said, I don't think I want to come back for season 10. Yeah, she was making big movies by then. She was doing Along Came Polly, Bruce Almighty. She kind of felt, and she felt like the show, honestly, most of the cast felt like This show was kind of done. They were kind of burnt out by doing it.
Well, yeah. I mean, season 10, hello.
Like, they were just kind of over it. And so they said, all right, here's a deal. We'll give you guys $1 million an episode, mm-hmm. and we'll keep this season shorter. Will you please come back and just wrap this season up?
Mm-hmm.
She was the last one. She was the last one to finally, because obviously she was doing movies. And
Matthew Perry was doing movies, though, too. I think all of them collectively were starting to like figure it out.
Which is kind of sad, because I know it means so much to so many of you guys. We just know they were kind of over it. But they came back, they did the final season, and they wrapped everything up. But she was the last one, man. She apparently was really holding out tight to the very end, but they finally all decided to come back and give you season 10 of Friends. But
I'm
it wrapped up,
that.
Man. They wrapped it up. And what's funny now, in case you didn't hear the story this week, they make $20 million a year just on residuals from syndication from that show. So they're still getting paid.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, let's do it. $1,000 and free gas from Rofo. Caller 10 is playing today. Good morning. Who's this? Hi. Oh, sorry. I should probably answer the phone. Hey, good morning. Who's this? This is Mix. Hi.
Hi, it's Deb, Quinn, and Annie.
Deb, Quinn, and Annie. Hi, guys. What's up? What's going on?
Are we 10?
Yeah, you're 10. Yeah. You're 10. You did it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We were your first winners of 26.
Oh, yeah, what's up? Welcome back. Well, hopefully you'll be our second. Well, you know what I'm trying to say.
Welcome back to the show, you guys.
Hopefully you'll win again.
Thank you.
All right. You guys ready to give it a shot?
Yeah, let's do it.
You clearly know how this goes. Jess, let's explain the rules to everybody, and we're going to go for it.
Okay, so if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Deb, Quinn, and Annie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Question number one. What type of animal can live both on water and land?
Amphibian.
What is that?
Amphibian.
Correct. Question number two. In the list of mammals, which comes first alphabetically? A bear, a badger, or a bison? Bear, a badger.
Badger.
Correct. Question number three. What is 8 times 8 plus 10?
74.
Correct. Question number three. On what reality show does the host say, "The tribe has spoken"?
Survivor.
Correct. Question number five. What is the state capital of Maine?
Oh, gosh.
What is the state capital of Maine? Question number six.
Pass.
What Alanis Morissette song features the lyrics, "It's like rain on your wedding day"?
Ironic.
Correct. Question number seven. What is the name of colorful art made by arranging small pieces of glass into patterns?
Mosaic.
Correct.
Mosaic.
Question number five. What is the state capital of Maine?
Augusta.
Correct.
That's it.
Deb, Quinn, and Annie.
He
did it again. Here's $1,000 gift card to Royal Farms.
Oh, my God. My God, y'all. Literally, I look over.
Congratulations.
I look over. I said, they can't do it. I said, there's no way. They're not going to be able to do it. There was literally 1 second on the clock, and you guys knocked it out. Yo, we rarely get two winners. We rarely get two winners, y'all. We rarely get two winners. I didn't think you were going to be able to do it. I didn't think you were going to be able to do it. But y'all,
thank you.
Again.
Awesome.
Yo,
this is a refill of the gift card.
Wait, that is so special. So wait, you guys were our very first winners of 2026 for this new game.
Yeah.
How incredible. Oh my gosh, how do you feel?
Great.
I'm going to go brag to my friends because I'm
not sure. Yeah,
I'm going to
do that.
Yeah, go do that. Go tell them what you guys did this morning.
Wait,
you deserve it.
I want to do a shout out.
Okay, shout out. It's your time. Go ahead.
I'm shouting out to my friends and friend school.
Yo! Shout it out.
And Brenda.
Yo,
good job,
y'all.
You guys.
It's just like that. All you got to do is answer 7 questions, and we can do it just like that. Apparently multiple times the same year. What do you guys want to say to your haters? Because I guarantee you there's haters listening out there.
I don't know. We waited a while before calling again.
We were scared.
They're back. They're quick. What can we say? That's as
that
works.
That was amazing.
So,
hey,
I'm proud of you guys, man.
I thought we were not going to get it.
$1,000. That's you guys. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And listen, I don't see why you couldn't do it too, y'all. I mean, damn, they can do it twice in a year. What's your excuse? So tomorrow we'll come back and we'll do 7 more trivia questions. You got just as good of a chance as everybody else, just like Deb, Quinn, and Annie. And thank you to Royal Farms, by the way, man. Honestly, I mean, we've now given out $2,000 thanks to these guys just this year alone. So I don't see why we shouldn't stop. We'll try it again same time tomorrow, right?
The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms with the ROFO Rewards app. You'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Cancer sucks, you guys. I mean, I know you've heard that phrase 1,000 times, but I think until you're in the middle of it, you just don't realize how frustrating it can really, really be. How sucky cancer really can be. Listen, I don't have cancer. My dad has cancer. Mm-hmm. It is such an infuriating, terrible, terrible thing. Clearly, if you have cancer, that's number one suck. And I think when you hear that phrase, the first thing you think about is, oh, cancer sucks because you can die from cancer. And like, that's obviously the most scary thought. I think what you don't think about is all the secondary stuff that comes with that. So my dad has had cancer now for 28 years, mm-hmm. prostate cancer. And my dad luckily he's like cancer 9 lives cat, man. He has literally come back from prostate cancer so many times. This guy, we call him, he calls himself Jimmy Mack, by the way. We didn't give him that name. He gave himself the name Jimmy Mack. He's quite the character. He has, I mean, we thought this man is going to go down so many times with prostate cancer. He just keeps coming back, man. Yeah. There just keeps coming a different drug, a trial, some type of radiation. I mean, you probably don't know many people that have had prostate cancer for 28 years because it's just almost unheard of. So he does have to have to sum up the story, he has to have surgery every 3 months, though, for something that has to do with his prostate and his bladder. Typically, this surgery goes pretty smooth. This time, it did not go smooth. He has now been in the hospital for the last 3 days because this surgery did not go smooth. So he has been in the hospital. My mom has been in the hospital with him.
Of course,
and it's just been, it's been a stressful week trying to, you know, manage that. I mean, number one, obviously for him.
Yeah.
Number two, obviously for my mom, who is his caretaker. And then I think there is this third level of stress as the son who is, does not live anywhere near the family, that you have this level of like, man,
because you're waiting to find out.
Well, it's almost like this level of guilt of like, should I be there? Could I be doing more? Right. Do I need to go home? By the way, he's going to be okay. It's just been one thing after another with this surgery. But every time that something happens with my dad's cancer, I almost just feel guilty that I don't. They live in Georgia, by the way. I just almost feel guilty that I don't live closer to home because it's my dad. Yeah. You know, it's my dad. As my parents get older, You know, I've been chasing this radio dream for a long time, and I'm proud of myself, and I'm really glad that I did it. But I think as my parents get older, there is this level of guilt of, do I need to be closer to them to kind of help in this later years of life, as they've helped me through so many things through my life and through my career, you know? So I think these last couple of days have been mentally challenging on all of us. The reason that I bring this up is because we do so many things with Johns Hopkins Children's Center. We do so many things with kids that are battling cancer. And I think that we come in and not even just cancer, but we come in with, you know, all these stories throughout the year. And we always like, oh, you know, help support these families. It's not just the ultimate scary thing. You know, like at some point, I know that my dad's probably not going to beat this. You know, 28 years is crazy that he's been able to beat this. I know there's going to be a day that my dad's not going to beat this. But I think that sometimes when we say the things like cancer sucks, it's like you got to think about all the steps that go through this for all of these families.
Yeah.
It's not just the ultimate scary ending of this, right? You got to think about all the steps, all the processes, all the procedures my dad's gone through. I feel so bad for my dad, knowing he's sitting in a hospital room right now, waiting for a surgery that just like, it's just part of the process of having cancer that I know he has to go through.
Mm-hmm. It has been going through for a very long time.
And for a very long time.
Been strong for a very long time. Brave for a very long time.
Just sending our love, man. Sending our love for everybody that's going through not just cancer, but any kind of chronic anything. Mm-hmm. It just sucks. Because I know that sometimes we don't break that down, the different steps of, I think sometimes we forget about all the things you guys got to go through.
And the village that it affects as well.
Yeah. We either talk about ringing the bell at the end of it, or we just talk about when the immediate thing happens. I think the process in between kind of gets lost sometimes. So anybody going through like the long-term thing, you know, I know that sometimes your story gets forgotten about in the middle. And a lot of love going out to you guys. I know the struggle is tough because my family's been going through it for a very, very, very long time now. So, and a lot of love to my dad too. He'll be fine. Yeah. He was going to get through this one again. He always does. But a lot of love to my dad going through this battle. Do you have a cool mom? I want to like get a whole segment this morning going with like cool mom stories. Obviously, Mother's Day is coming up. Just FYI, in case you forget, Mother's Day is going to be Sunday. So don't forget about your mama. 70% of people say they think their mom is cool, right?
I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
That's what I thought about too, right? I want to know, though, like, what makes your mom a cool mom, though? And they, when they ask about this survey, they say, okay, well, if you think your mom is cool, then what makes her a cool mom? Most people say because, well, 62% of people said because she's open and honest. There's no topic that's off limits. So, okay, that's cool. It makes her cool, all right?
Yeah.
50% of people say that it's because she likes to bend the rules.
Okay, so that
makes your mom a cool mom. All right, that's fair. 52% of people said that it's her style or her taste.
Yeah, period.
That will make her a cool mom. Yeah. So I want to hear, though, I think the stories that I'm kind of looking for here are like, you know, not just because she's nice to me or like, you know, she's like, I don't know, she, you know, she makes food or whatever. Like, I think I want to hear some like, extraordinary things about your mom. Like, make her, you think might make her different than the other mom calls that we could get. You know what I mean? That makes her, you know, uniquely cool than other moms that could be listening right now. So if you've got a cool mom, what makes your mom cool? Call us, text us, 410-583-1065. Do you consider your mom cool, Jess?
I do.
Why?
I do consider her cool. Well, I think it's just because she's always had an open door policy when it came to my friends. And so my house was always the house that everyone would come over and hang out. So in the fun aspect, definitely the party house, still party house to this day. But when it, but also in the serious times too, where if any of my friends were going through something difficult at home or if they didn't have a place to go, my mom always made it known to me and my friends that you always have a place here.
Yeah.
So I think for that, always, Jess's she's always cool. been so cool.
Your mom is cool. Your mom just has a cool vibe, though.
And we get tattoos together.
Yeah, Jess's mom's cool for sure.
I love her.
If you can get tattoos with your mom, that's a cool mom. Charlotte, is your mom cool mom, you think?
I do have a certified cool mom.
Yeah. Why?
Like, growing up, all my friends were like, oh my God, I'm so jealous. Your mom is so cool. Like, in addition to also being the like go-to hangout house where everybody just felt safe and comfy all the time, like, my mom is hilarious.
Yeah.
She will yap. She will gossip with the girlies. Like,
she will.
She will.
Karaoke queen.
She's the karaoke queen. And also,
the
like,
karaoke thing is wild, by the way. Charlotte's mom, and you know, I didn't, when you invited us to come out for Mother's Day at karaoke, the fact that your mom wanted to do karaoke, was it Mother's Day or her birthday?
That was Mother's Day last year. Yeah.
Mother's Day, like, that's how she wanted to spend Mother's Day, was do like at a karaoke bar.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that's rad.
And
like,
I remember
that's a cool
saying to you, Charlotte, too, I was like, are you sure? Because I felt like your mom was just being polite and I didn't want like Garage Boy and I to like impose.
No. Oh no, she loved it.
But the fact that she, when we got there, she was just so kind and just so welcoming. It was really, really cool that she allowed us spend Mother's Day with you guys.
That's cool, mom. Like, that's
and
cool
she
mom.
Also has really good taste in music. Like, she listens to like the indie stuff that I show her. Like, mom listens to Best Coast and Orville Peck and Vampire Weekend.
She's like down.
She knows all. Like, she's cool.
Yeah.
She's very cool.
You know, actually, I was talking to my mom about this the other day. Yeah, my mom is 73, 74. I don't know a lot of women in their 70s that have a podcast with 1,100 episodes underneath them.
That's,
you know,
facts.
I was like, Mom, you've realized that? Like, you're like a pretty like advanced
known
podcaster, you
star.
Know?
Like,
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I consider my mom to be pretty rad because like she has like a podcast. Like, what other mom has like, and
she has a following, like, not just a podcast, but she has fans.
Yeah.
I am a fan.
Yeah.
She has like legit fans.
Like, and I was like, do you realize that like you have like a pretty deep podcast library at your age? Like, what other like grandma is podcasting? Like, you don't know a lot of grandmas that podcast.
That's
so
really
like,
true.
That's pretty cool of you. All right, so tell us, we want to know like what makes your mom cool. Like, if you're like, I definitely got a cool mom, like what and not just because she's nice and she's got good, like, what about her? We want some stories today about like, yo, this is why my mom is a cool mom. Like, what does she do? What does she accomplish? What is she still doing? Come on, y'all. It's Mother's Day week. Let's do it. Jess, who's up?
This is Heather on 3 in Baltimore.
Heather, you've got a cool mom.
Oh, yeah. She's the coolest.
Why?
So in high school, I did theater. And I had, so you have these volunteer moms that help out, as well as dads. But you have these moms who help out. And the one, she was very mean to me. One of the comments she had made was, I don't even know why you're here. Oh, like, you're not wait, doing anything.
Wait, this is
a
mom?
Somebody's mother that said this to your
it
face?
It was a mom.
They're not
it
a
was
kid.
A whole mom.
Wow. Okay.
Ew. And so my mom, after a 10-hour shift, went there, sat down, and every time she walked by, gave her the death stare. And she did it for 3 hours.
Wait. Wait. Your mom just came just to shade her, basically?
Oh, yeah. She just sat there.
Did she confront her, or she just came just
no,
to stare
enough.
Her down?
That's enough.
So she was waiting for the lady to say something to confront her, but the lady never made eye contact.
Oh, so she just, like, bulldogged her. She was just, wow.
Yeah, the lady also left me at the Hippodrome in high school, too.
What?
In a full ball gown.
What? What is up with this woman?
Wow, okay.
She hated me.
Yeah, she sure did.
My mother loved me.
Yeah. Shout out to your mom, though. Shout out to your mom. That's Mama Bear right
just
there.
Just came to sit there just to make sure nothing was said. Wow, that's tough. She's a cool mom. That's a cool mom. That's what we're talking about. Thank you for calling us. Who's up, Jess?
This is Kate on one in Laurel.
Kate, what's up?
Hi. So, again, my name is Kate, and I feel like I have two cool moms.
Oh, cool.
We had a car chase when I was a little younger.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? Kate, I'm sorry. You had a car chase?
Yeah, like I was in the driver's seat while my mother-in-law was telling me to chase her boyfriend down the street.
Yes. Wait, why was she chasing him? Was he doing something shady?
So he was doing something shady, and, you know, she just needed a clear conscience, but she'd done this like 7 times before. So she knocked on my door, and she was like, I know he knows your car. I know he knows my car. Can you call your mom and we can borrow her car? I call my mom at 12 o'clock in the morning. It's like, hey, mom, I know your car has tint. Can I borrow your car? Like, sure, as long as you gas it and you bring it back before, like, I need to go somewhere.
Yo,
like,
your mom was down. She was down, too.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah, she was. And it's like, you know, if you get into a car accident, that's okay. You know, as long as you guys are safe, that's all that matters.
Everyone was down to catch this nasty man. I'm obsessed. The mother-in-law and your mom and you. Are you kidding?
Hang on.
The serious part was we were on like the top of a hill and it was just like a steep slope. Like he was going fast. I was going fast. And then he hopped up on the freeway and I was telling her, I can't go on the freeway in this lane. She said, you keep going. I was like, okay.
All right, mom. I trust you. I love you, mom. I love you.
Yeah, wow. Like, we're safe. I promise.
Yeah. Wow. This is a very interesting family dynamic. How did the story end, by the way? What happened at the end of this car chase?
So we found out that it was the baby mama in the car that he said that he wasn't talking to anymore.
Oh.
Of course he did. Of course he was. Everybody safe? Was there a breakup?
Oh, yeah, we were all safe. I was tired. I didn't get home until like 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay. I had to work at like 7.
I love this family dynamic. Yeah. I love everything
about
this story.
The mom duos, the fact that she was like, hey, I need your help. I need a runaway car. And then for her actual mom
to be
like,
sure, whatever you need,
just put
sweetie.
Gas in it.
Just as long
just
as you gas
in
it
the
up,
car,
then,
you're
then,
fine.
Then you'll be fine. Wow. Well, happy Mother's Day to all of your moms involved in this.
Yeah.
They deserve one this year.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. What is this crazy idea you got going through your head?
I'm thinking about spending Mother's Day weekend with the woman my dad cheated on my mom with.
Oh, boy. What's this about?
Basically, my dad cheated on my mom about a year ago, and he's still with her, like the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom obviously hates her, like she won't even say her name. But the weird part is she's actually been really nice to me. So they invited me to go to New York City with them for Mother's Day weekend. And I've never been to New York. Like, I've always wanted to go. We just never really had the money growing up to do trips like that. And she does have the money, so...
Wait, they're inviting you for Mother's Day weekend to go to New York. Now, does she have any kids, or is she, like, considering you her kid to celebrate Mother's Day?
I mean, she didn't say that, but she doesn't have kids, so...
So this just, like, coincidental, come to New York with us. Terrible timing.
Yeah, I don't know.
But what about your mom?
I mean, my brothers are having her over for brunch at his house. Like, it sounds kind of bad, but I'm just kind of like, well, what if I celebrate my mom another day? Like, does it have to be that exact day?
Is this the first Mother's Day since the separation? Or wait, are they divorced? I'm assuming they're divorced now.
Not, like, finalized, but yeah, they're getting divorced.
Okay, so this is the first Mother's Day since everything that happened, since the affair.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm just kind of thinking, like, I could just go to the city, keep it between us, and then, like, celebrate her another day.
And is she expecting you to be there right now?
Yeah.
But would she know that you would be with them instead of her?
No, like, I think I could just kind of make an excuse.
Okay.
And then, like, sort of brain check.
But you would still celebrate your mom. It just wouldn't be on Mother's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because you still love your mom. You don't feel like you're, like, trying to pick favorites here. Like, this is not, like, a competition.
No, I just really want to go to New York City.
Yeah, but it just happens to be on the designated day of Mother's with the woman that ended her relationship. Okay, so what, you would just bail and say, what, like, you're sick or something? Like, what would your plan be?
Yeah, I'm sick or something came up. I have to work.
Okay. So how do we feel about that? I mean,
not
good. Well, this is something she's always wanted to go do. And this is not like she's choosing one mom over the other, per se.
Yeah, because she's not your mom.
But we're not playing favorites here by any means. This is a trip versus, you know, going to spend Mother's Day, basically. And a trip she's always wanted to go on. But unfortunately, you just have to hide a couple of details, which, like, okay. Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of that, knowing that, like, it's not really disrespectful per se, because I mean, your dad's going to be there too, right?
Yeah.
So it's your dad. It's his girlfriend.
It feels deliberate and manipulative. You're telling me you can't do this on Father's Day? There's no reason why that they need to plan the New York trip on Mother's Day, let alone the very first Mother's Day since the separation and the affair. I just think that's really weird.
Yeah, she got some kind of, like, deal on the hotel that weekend, so that's why, I guess, it's that weekend and not another one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, like, it had to be this weekend? You don't feel like she's trying to, like, get you away from your mom?
I don't think so. Like, I don't think she's the type of person to do that. I think it just, like, is kind of a coincidence.
I just think that's so rude, though, for the two of them to, like, know what weekend it is and know what her mom is going through. Like, I don't know.
It's not great. It's a tough call. Like, if you always want to go to New York, also, though, could her mom see it in that way, too, of being like, hey, it's, like, an opportunity for you to go to New York? I mean, if it's in your heart of hearts to go, I would go. If that's where your heart is, why fake it for your mom if that's not what you want to do? So Anonymous has the opportunity to go to New York this weekend. She's never gone. They couldn't really afford it before. But Dad's new girlfriend can. But guess what? Here's the thing about Dad's new girlfriend. She's the reason why the marriage broke up. Y'all, it's Mother's Day weekend. Is this the wrong thing to do if she bails on Mom, knowing that, like, Mom would hate this? Even if Mom doesn't find out. Like, is this the wrong thing to do? Knowing this is, like, an opportunity we don't know the next time it'll come around. Who's up?
This is Danielle in Houston on 2.
Danielle, what do you feel like? I mean, should she go to New York this weekend with the woman that broke up her parents' marriage, even on Mother's Day weekend? Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of it?
Hi, yeah. I think she should definitely go. I literally did something very similar. My dad remarried after cheating on my mom, and yes, it was messy, but his new wife was actually really a great person. She was really good to me. she included me in things. She invited me places. She came to my things. She, like, she, you know, she made an effort.
And, as she should, of course. I mean, if they're going to get remarried and this person is going to be a part of your life, I would hope that she would.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. She's going to be a part of your life for probably a long time. And like, well, there was a point where I had to decide, am I going to like shut this down because of how the relationship started? Or am I going to just accept it for what it is and live my own life? And I chose to lean into it.
But even on Mother's Day weekend, does that feel insensitive?
Yeah, I do. But like the thing is, there's always going to be some like, oh, it's this special day. Oh, it's this special occasion. Why sacrifice yourself just because someone's going to feel guilty? I know it's your mom. I know. I get that. But like, you can work through that. You know, it'll be fine. I don't think that that makes you a bad person. I think that like you naturally gravitate toward whoever is going to give you a better life. So like, I don't know. I don't think it makes you a bad person to just accept that. And like the caller didn't create this situation. She's just in it. So why should she be the one that has to like shrink herself to make everyone else comfortable?
Okay. Thank you for calling. Who's up?
This is Rick in Baltimore on 4.
Rick, morning.
Yes. Good morning.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, she's debating going to New York with her dad and the woman that broke up their marriage on Mother's Day instead of spending it with her mom. Do we tell her to go for that or we talk her out of it?
I think she needs to be talked out of that. Mm-hmm. I can tell you and know in certain terms that the mother will find out. And when she finds out, that's going to cause irreparable damage. I don't know if it's going to be worse if the daughter would tell her that she's going away with the mistress on Mother's Day, mm-hmm. or if the mother will find out some other way, which will be equally, if not worse. And I can guarantee you that other woman is going to make a point to let that mother find out that that daughter went with them on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it feels very deliberate. It feels calculated. I know she mentioned she doesn't think it's on purpose, but I don't believe that one bit.
Why do you think she'll find out, though? How do you think she'll find out?
How can anybody find out anything nowadays? Nothing can stay secret. Social media. I mean, I'm sure she's on social media, right?
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, I got some secrets. I mean, I don't know. I got some secrets, y'all.
Rick, what do you think about when she mentioned, like, you know, Anonymous saying she doesn't think that the new girlfriend would do that?
Oh, take your parking ticket, Rick.
Did she think the girlfriend wouldn't sleep with the father and break up a marriage?
Oh, I mean, yo, that's true. Okay, there's that. But
I mean, New York is always going to be there. Mm. What she's doing now is a slap in the face to the mother. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they didn't have a good relationship or what it is that would make her consider even the possibility of doing something like this, especially on Mother's Day.
But like our last caller said, does she only have to consider her mom's feelings and not her own? If she wants to go on this trip, why is it does she have to eventually just say, okay, I've got to live my life now?
She'll have plenty of time to live her life, you know what I mean, without crushing her mother for something as raw as an affair and going with the mistress on a holiday on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's
She'll
timing.
She'll have plenty of time to live her life.
All right. Do we tell her to go on this trip? Do we talk her out of it? Call us. Jessica in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for this trip or do we talk her out of it?
Absolutely not. Everybody in this situation is so selfish. I'm actually appalled by this entire thing.
Wait, why?
Like, it's so deliberate from the mistress and the father. It's like, it feels like it's like a dig, like the last dig to the mom. Like, ooh, I'm going to take our daughter for Mother's Day with my mistress. This woman's not even a mother. It's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's not about her.
But she, and but, this daughter, but wait, the caller says she doesn't feel like it. It's just, it happens to be something with she had a deal this weekend. It doesn't happen.
No, delusional. It's not. It's deliberate. It's Mother's Day weekend. You can go, and I'm from New York. It's not that special. New York will always be there. The other caller said she can go at any other time of the year. Picking Mother's Day, a day about your mother, is crazy. And if my child did this to me, especially with my ex-husband's mistress, who would be so hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever get over. Like, it's so selfish. The caller needs to come back to reality and realize that she can go to New York City any other time. It's not that deep.
Yeah, no, she needs to, I think she needs to realize, one, she's getting played. She's getting played.
Is she, though?
And two, she needs to stop being selfish.
Is it bad timing? Is it bad timing or is she getting played?
No, it's not. Played. She's being selfish. And the fact that she doesn't, because the whole point of like, oh, you know, is she always going to have to live her life going according to like the situation? The answer is no. Perfect. But however, you have to be considerate of timing. Like they're still in the process of finalizing the divorce. This is clearly very fresh. If you guys want to go to New York on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Go to New York on Father's Day.
Okay. There goes Jessica. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate you. Hey, Ellen in Chestertown, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk us through this. I mean, what do you think? You know, she is saying, hey, listen, I've got an opportunity to go to New York. I've never been before. And the only problem is it's with, you know, the woman that broke up my parents' marriage. And it happens to be Mother's Day weekend. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it?
I think it's the most incredibly selfish thing this woman could ever consider doing. And if I was her mother, I would cancel her for a very long, like that minute would go real cold.
Well, okay, talk us through this. Why?
Well, I think first of all, I would imagine I'm 61, so I think the new woman is intentionally doing this.
You think so?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how old this woman is, but come on, she's smart enough to know. And this girl that wants to go to New York, like, oh man, I have a chance to go to New York. You go another time. You know, if this woman is true to you, she'll take you another time.
That's true.
But not on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
On Mother's Day.
That's a good point. You know, like that's a very good point.
So wait, let me ask this question. Do we feel like if girlfriend is upstanding, that she would understand this and would want to then say, hey, listen, we probably shouldn't do this?
Well, how upstanding is she? She had an affair and broke up the marriage. So, you know, I don't know how upstanding she is. And, you know, hey, things happen. But, you know, no, this is deliberate. This is divide and conquer. And the daughter is choosing a side.
Yeah, also, too, I don't just want all of us coming down on the woman. I think her dad is just
we
as bad as
her.
Well. Her dad, I think the two of them are being heartless about even asking
is
Anonymous
fault? Fault
to do this.
Absolutely.
Both of them are gross.
Maybe.
Yeah, both of them are gross.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Y'all coming after everybody today. I mean, whose fault is it? Y'all blaming everybody for this. I mean, damn. Like, whose fault is this now? Good God. Y'all coming in hot today.
I honestly think it's the daughter's fault for considering it.
Wow.
She should say hard no.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yep. Yep. Thank you.
I mean, Anonymous, how does that make you feel then? If everybody says it's your fault, I mean, what does that make you want to do in this situation then? Like, do you?
I mean, honestly, hearing everything people said, it definitely makes it harder.
Yeah. Just take some time to think about it. That's all. It's also timing. Like, it's the first year everything went down. It's a little rocky right now.
Yeah. It's like not your fault, but like if your mom found out, how do you think she'd feel?
Really bad. If I picture it, it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're going to do it, I think you got to keep it on the low, at least. Well, I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but basically we always invite people to come on to give us what we call a talk me out of it update, where we just kind of find out, like, did they actually do it and how did it go down? Would you actually want to come back on and let us know if you did end up going or not?
Yeah.
Would that be cool? So if we did that at like 8:25 on Monday, would you be able to call us back and tell us what happened?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, like 8:25 Monday, cool?
Yeah, sounds good.
Perfect. Let's plan on that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.